بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, and we have reached verse number 39. قال الله عز وجل والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. والقمر قدرناه منازل, and the moon we have measured for it mansions to traverse till it returns like the old dried curved date stock. والقمر, and the moon we have measured for it mansions to traverse till it returns like the old dried curved date stock. القمر, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for it certain specified measures, mansions to traverse, because upon such measure it would appear in the way we see it, every night having its specific mansion, different from the other. And without this measure, it would not change as we see it changing. And these mansions sum up to 28, according to the stars known by the Arabs. Each night it takes a measure, and it stays for one night if the total nights mount to 29, or it takes two nights if it mounts to 30. And these two nights are known as the nights or the hidden nights, where the moon is unseen, either in the beginning of the month or at in the beginning of the succeeding month or at the end of the previous preceding month. And anyone who wants to have details, then he can check with the people of knowledge concerning the Falak, the trustworthy Muslims who study this field of astronomy. They will find amazing things related to this pre-decreed measures. And that's why, because of these mansions, we see each night the moon taking a different one, appearing small, then it becomes bigger, then returns to be small, and so depending upon its closeness to the sun, the more it becomes close to the sun, then the more its light diminishes, because the light of the moon is from the sun in itself. It does not bring forth light. It is a dark body, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Isra, in chapter 17, verse 12. قال الله تعالى وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة. And we have appointed the night and the day as two signs, then we have made dark the sign of the night while we have made the sign of the day illuminating, that you may seek bounty from your Lord. So it is a dark object. When it faces the sun, then it shows the light we see. And the more distant it is from the sun, then such facing becomes more and more, it becomes more exposed, because the movement is spherical, and the closer it gets to the sun, then this light or the facing to the sun becomes weaker. And when the moon moves higher, then its facing of the sun increases, and that's why it becomes full with light if it is from the east and the sun is in the west, because there is perfect face to face orientation. So in this case it becomes filled with light, and this illuminated side of the moon is the one which comes in the sun's direction. And that's why in the winter days, if the sun is behind the moon, then you will notice that the opened side of the crescent would be in the direction of the east, meaning the concave side of the moon. And on the in the summer, the open side of the crescent will be in the direction of the south, because the sun's position is to its left. And that's why people sometimes are mistaken, who think that the open side of the crescent is always to the east or the west. This is incorrect.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Let's have the verse, inshallah, verse 40, continuing the points of benefit concerning verse 40 from Surah Yasin, chapter 36. قال الله تعالى للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. They all float each in an orbit. The last benefit concerning this verse is concerns the weakness of the saying by some who say that the sun is in the fourth heaven and that the moon is in the lowest heaven. They take the planets and the sun and the moon and consider them to be specific planets for each heaven. There is a blanket, and they go by the following order, from above to the lower heaven: Saturn, Zuhal, Jupiter, Mars, the sun, Venus, Mercury, and the moon. I repeat them. Saturn, S-A-T-U-R-N, Jupiter, Mars, the sun, Venus, Mercury, and the moon. These are seven. They say each one is in a particular heaven, and that Zuhal, Saturn, is in the highest one, in the seventh one. This is in accordance to the statements of astronomers of the past, and that Jupiter is in the sixth heaven, and that Mars is in the fifth, and that the Sun is in the fourth, and that Venus is in the third, and that Mercury is in the second, while the moon is in the lowest. This order, such an order, we don't know it from the Book of Allah, nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. We know, however, that these planets are on top of each other by way of eclipses, by way of eclipses. So if the moon eclipses the sun, then we know that it is below the sun. Just as we know that the clouds can eclipse and shield the sun because they are below the sun. So if the moon eclipses some of the stars, then we know that the moon is lower than them in level. And that's why the moon eclipses all the stars in addition to the sun. And nothing eclipses the moon except the earth. Because the earth is below, so it eclipses the light of the sun from the moon. And in this way we know that there is an eclipse of the moon. And the Shaykh rahimahullah said, وَقَدْ شَاهَدْتُ أَنَا وَغَيْرِي أَنَّ الْقَمَرَ يَكْسِفُ بَعْضَ النُّجُومِ تَجْرِي يَسِيرُ حَوْلَهَا ثُمَّ يُغَطِّيهَا وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ الْقَمَرَ نَازِلٌ عَنْ عُلُوِّ هَذِهِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, and I had witnessed and saw, and others, that the moon eclipses some of the stars moving around them, then covers them, shields them, and this indicates that the moon is lower in highness than these planets. And from the benefits of this verse is the refutation of the statement of those who say that the sun is fixed and that it does not move. And they say that it is fixed while the moon rotates around the earth. This saying of them that it is fixed while affirming the movement for the moon is wrong, because Allah mentioned that all of them float in orbits, as in this verse, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. So if we affirm that for the moon, then we should do the same for the sun. This brings the end of the benefits concerning this verse number 14. Then we move to verse number 41. قال الله تعالى وآية لهم أن حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. And a sign for them is that we bore their offspring in the laden ship of Noah alayhi salam. This is a sign. Sign for A, the ability of Allah. And also sign for Allah's mercy and His bounties upon creation. Allah is the one who subdued the ships, whether it's that of Noah and all the other ships, to sail the seas and move, carrying provisions from one place to another, and carrying people, carrying cattle, all that is beneficial to man. These are favors as well as mercy upon mankind. Here in this verse, Allah is stating that for them is that we bore their offspring. This is their offspring, refers to the offspring of Noah alayhi salam, and it is related to them by way of category, meaning we carried the offspring like their category, meaning of the human category, in the laden ship. This ship is that of Noah alayhi salam. Allah is the one who told and commanded Noah to build this ship, as in Surah Al-Mu'minun in chapter 23 verse 27. قال الله تعالى واصنع الفلك بأعيننا. So he inspired Noah, saying, construct the ship under our eyes and under our revelation. And this fulk can come in the plural as well as in the singular context. Here it came in the singular context. We read in the plural context, as in Surah Yunus in 10:22, حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم. حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم. In Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 22, till when you are in the ships, you know, the fulk, even though you can hear it fulk in both verses, fulk, here it is in the plural form, in the ships, and they sail with them with a favorable wind. Back to the verse, في الفلك المشحون. في الفلك المشحون. And a sign for them is that we bore their offspring in the laden ship, which is filled with people who believed Noah alayhi salam, and those who believed Noah were few, and so it was filled with other than humans, it was filled also with animals, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Hud in chapter 11 verse 40, قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلٍ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. So it was till then there came our command, and the oven gushed forth water like fountains from the earth, the flood. We said, embark therein of each kind two, male and female, and your family, except him against whom the word has already gone forth, and those who believe. And none believed with him except a few. The benefits of this verse. This verse indicates the saving of humanity, of the humankind, from drowning at the time of Nuh. For indeed, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not save those on the ship, then there would be no humankind left. But Allah the Most High saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and those who were with him. Only those who were of Nuh's offspring remained, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah As-Saffat 77. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. Other than them, there was no one left. And that's why Nuh is named, was known as the second father of humanity. The second father of humanity. The second benefit of this verse, making clear the favor of Allah upon Noah and those who were saved, by teaching them how to build the ship. Had it been not for that, no one would be able to move from the land to another land separated by water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them how to build the ship. Third benefit, that the ship of Noah was filled with human and other than human, meaning from the animals. We will stop here and we continue inshallah ta'ala the rest of the verses tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.